You ever heard people from Canada called Chinooks?
No.
Okay. Are there many black people in this area?
No.
They're not?
No. We had, when I was growing up and going to school, we had two Negro families, and it was very well thought of, and they were just like the rest of us. They were just as white as we were. They were treated that way, and we had one school teacher that treated this one Negro boy so bad, and we all just hated him, and he only lasted 1 year. He'd ask him, well, did you have any possum for dinner today, and things like that. And we hated that teacher. But he only lasted 1 year. But now we do have Negroes, young men that come into junior college. And I feel sorry for them. But I think it's their own fault. I see them downtown. They're always together, and they're not with anybody. And I'm sure that the local boys would, because they, kids growing around here, they don't think about color. But I see these boys walking from college downtown, and I like to stop and ask them out for dinner or something, because they look kind of lonely.
Do people ever, you mentioned Negroes, do people ever call them colored? Coloreds, or was that a word people would have used growing up?
No, we always used Negro.
Okay.
We never talked of the colored people. It was either Mexicans or it was Negroes.
Okay.
I don't ever remember talking about colored people.
Okay.
Colored people isn't a Negro. There's all colors of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Do people around here have different names for Mormons? Are there a lot of Mormons in this area?
No, there are a few, and we do have a Mormon church now, and they're Mormons, but we don't have a different name for them.
Okay. Do and what would an Anglo be? Would that be, is an Anglo just someone from?
An Anglo. Wouldn't they be a white person in Old Mexico? Wouldn't that be that name for them?
Yeah.
I never thought about it, but that's something I never thought of.
And country people, what are some words you've heard to describe country people?
Oh, hicks and drylanders, dumb drylanders, and webfoots. These are webfoots up here.
Why are they called that? That's interesting.
Because they have water, irrigation.
I see. That makes sense now. Like ducks.
Yeah. And city folks. It's always city folks.
Yeah. If people aren't rich, they're what? They're opposite of rich is what?
Poor.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot of different names now for different. There's the welfare people, and there's this and that and the other, so you don't hear poor people. Unless you're talking about somebody far off.
You hear what you hear now are like welfare people and things like that.
Yeah, that what you consider poor is your welfare people. It used to be that the people wasn't on welfare, they didn't have help, so they were poor people. Now, see, I'm telling you how I feel.
Well, that's what I want. It's good. A couple more pronunciation items. The mother of Jesus, what was her name? This is just a pronunciation item. M-A-R-Y.
Mary.
Yeah. And the wife of Abraham, what is her name? Mary. S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah?
Yes. Okay.
See, I remember Mary, but I couldn't think it for a minute.
Yeah. It's not a test. It's for the pronunciations as well.
Well, I can naturally say that, but a lot of things I can't pronounce right.
Have you ever heard of a jackleg?
A jackleg? I never heard of it.
Okay.
I've heard of Jack Daniels.
Okay. The person who sits over a trial, what would he be called?
A judge.
Okay. Now I just want to get you to pronounce some body parts for me. This stuff on my head is called my
hair.
Okay.